Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 170 for Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, with follow-through speculative selling after yesterday's declines behind much of the weakness. Canola ended $3 to $6 lower, the January contract down $3.80 at $413.10. Bearish technical signals and the resulting fund selling were a feature as prices continued to drift below nearby support. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar was another bearish factor overhanging the market. Losses in Chicago soybeans for most of the day weighed on prices as well, but beans managed to turn higher in the final minutes, while Chicago soy oil posted gains throughout the day. The domestic crush margins were showing some improvement overall, and as a result, some domestic crusher buying interest did help provide some support for canola. A continued lack of farmer selling, with producers generally thought to be content to wait on the sidelines until the new year, also provided support. Stats Can releases updated production estimates tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that report kept some caution in the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower for most of the day, but only wheat was still down at the close as corn and beans saw a late correction. Wheat was down 10 to 15 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 14 at $5.89 per bushel. After jumping sharply on Monday, wheat has been correcting lower the past 2 days, amid ideas that that initial bounce was overdone. Talk that Russia was planning on restricting exports also seemed to be generating less concerns in the market. At the same time, world wheat supplies do remain more than sufficient to meet demand, while U.S. wheat is still overpriced in the export market. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar was also causing some international end users to back away. Corn moved down in sympathy with wheat for most of the day, but saw a profit-taking correction at the close to post gains of up to 2 cents. The March contract up a half cent at $3.81¾. Concerns over slowing demand from both exporters and the domestic ethanol sector did pressure corn. The large U.S. crop overhanging the market was also bearish, but a lack of farmer selling was supportive. Soybeans were up 1 to 4 cents at the close, the January contract up 3 at $9.99 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some beneficial weather across the soybean-growing regions of Brazil and Argentina the next week were bearish. Softening export demand weighed on beans as well, but gains in soy oil were supportive. Chart support was also uncovered at the lows, and that helped take the January contract back near its psychological $10 mark at the close. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.